Nearby schools want Willoughby Park's designation as an off-leash park removed, but dog owners argue the change could be detrimental to the Woodlands community. The City of St. Albert is holding a virtual workshop Wednesday, January 19 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. to gather participant feedback and brainstorm potential changes for Willoughby Park's off-leash designation. Neil M. Ross and Kinusheo Public Elementary are neighbors to the park. Both schools and their respective parent council groups jointly put in an official request with the city to remove the off-leash designation from the park last spring. Donna Hinchey, St. Albert Community Recreation Supervisor, said in an email that the request detailed concerns about a history of shared use conflicts arising from the park's proximity to areas where children play. The specific concerns involve issues like interactions between children and dogs both on and off school property, the use of the boarded rink as a recess and physical education amenity for the students, and the presence of dog feces in play areas including the playgrounds, rink, and soccer field, Hinchey said in the email. Paula Power, communications manager for St. Albert Public, which Kinusheo is a part of, said another issue is a lack of delineation for the off-leash area. It's not fenced separately, so dogs would be running up to kids in the playground at recess, Power said. As you can imagine, depending on the dog or the child, that could be scary. Shanlyn Cunningham, a spokesperson for St. Albert Greater Catholic Schools, said Neil M. Ross school representatives are planning to attend the January 19 session and hope to learn more at that time. Judy Rusnick said she lives a block away from Willoughby Park, and visits the park twice a day with her dog. Rusnick said in her eyes, it would definitely be a mistake to remove the park's off-leash designation. It would break my heart, Rusnick said. This is truly what makes this area in Woodlands a community. It brings us all together. In speaking to her fellow dog park goers, Rusnick said she has also heard from people who have relied on the connection the park brings to get through the pandemic. Just the night before last, my friend said to me the park has saved her mental health throughout this whole ordeal, Rusnick said. In terms of the request from the schools, Rusnick said, kids come first, sharing that her own children attended Neil M. Ross. In her experience, however, Rusnick said she's only seen and heard of positive interactions in the park, aside from some parkgoers who she said have been angry with dog owners for seemingly no reason. For example, Rusnick said one night a man she described as aggressive approached dog owners in the park and yelled at them to leash their dogs. Rusnick said she understands there are concerns about dog poop in the park, but said she hopes the actions of a few people won't dictate the circumstances of everyone who uses the park. If people are letting their aggressive dogs run the risk of harming the children, though, I'm all for removing the designation. Rusnick said. Sandra Goebel said she has lived beside Willoughby Park for the past 6 years. Like Rusnick, Goebel said the park has been a godsend for both her and her dog. It's just so lovely to meet out there, Goebel said. The dogs can play and run around while you get to know your community members really well. While Goebel acknowledged there is dog poop in the park, she said it's no different from other areas in the city that are frequented by dogs and their owners, such as the trails along the river. Last spring, her friend organized a community dog poop pickup, where attendees encountered a small amount of dog poop and a large amount of litter while cleaning up the area, Goebel said. Goebel said she knows the dog community would be very willing to come up with a solution that doesn't involve completely removing the off-leash designation, noting a possible solution could be having on-leash hours while school is in session. In her experience, most people go to the park during after-school hours anyway, Goebel said. Like Power, Goebel said the park needs better markers for where it begins and ends. The boundaries of the park are not well indicated. We only know because we've looked it up, Goebel said, adding that 3 or 4 more signs could help. Ultimately, Goebel said finding solutions that work for everyone would really boost the morale of the community. With COVID-19, if this gets taken away from everybody who's just trying to get outside and be social and safe, I think it'll be detrimental to a lot of people's mental health, Goebel said. Power said ultimately the schools would like to have the designation reviewed and start a conversation. The school would prefer it not be an off-leash area, but certainly changing the off-leash hours would be an improvement, Power said. Cown. Natalie Jolie said in a Facebook post Jan. 12 she has seen a lot of interest from residents about the proposal, noting administration still hasn't formed a recommendation for council surrounding the change. Like many residents, I rely on dog-friendly parks to keep my family healthy, Jolie said in the post, noting she frequents off-leash options at Terwilliger Park and Buena Vista Park. Jolie encouraged residents to leave feedback on the city's online Cultivate the Conversation page. Every resident's voice will matter to ensure our plans include consideration for families that want to walk with their dogs, as well as those who want to keep their distance, Jolie said in the post. It's a balance, but an exciting one. In addition to the virtual meeting, the city will open up an online survey from Feb 14 to 27. After reviewing the survey, city administration will bring a recommendation for the off-leash status of Willoughby Park to City Council. Those interested in registering for the January 19 virtual workshop can sign up on the city's website.